Good evening and welcome to another episode of Bubba's Garage. I hope you guys are having a fabulous day. Gosh, guys, it's been one crazy, crazy week right here on Bubba's Garage. If you are listening or watching the replay, feel free to join us each and every Friday at 7 o'clock p.m., both on YouTube as well as Facebook. Guys, if you have noticed, we just kind of changed the schedule up a little bit. Next week, we're going to target 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. You know, kind of let some of our friends out on the West Coast join us. If you think about it right now, it's 6 o'clock here, it's 4 o'clock there, and those guys are still working. If you would like to be a special guest or have a topic you would like for us to cover right here on Bubba's Garage, do me a favor. Please reach out on our Facebook page or, well, our website at bubbasgarage.tv. Babe, what kind of topic are we talking about today?
Today, we're going to be talking about overland traveling during COVID-19. Now, as if you follow us on Facebook or YouTube or Instagram, you know that we just bought a brand new venture series from Runaway Campers, planning on this big around the country trip that we're hoping to take here very quickly. Now with COVID-19, how is that going to work? We're trying to figure out, you know, how is that going to work out? Because everything is different from state to state, crossing state lines, camping grounds, stuff like that. So we're trying to figure out what's the best way to start taking this overland trip.
Yeah, right here in the state of Texas, they did open up the state parks, but they left a finite detail out of that conversation.
Yes, they did. They actually left out that you can't camp overnight. The state parks right now are only day use, and you can only have a certain amount of people per party, as well as you have to wear face masks the whole time that you're there.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of the part I don't understand. I mean, you know, you're going to open the state parks, but you can't stay overnight. And I guess they're trying to keep people from using the facilities, if you will, you know, from restrooms and things like that. But I mean, we've booked trips in the past to state parks and things like that, where they've contacted us and told us that you need to be 100% self-contained. So I'm not sure exactly why they didn't take an approach like that. I mean, why lock it down and say that you can't stay overnight? Why not just say, well, you can stay overnight all you want to, but you're not going to have any facilities. You're not going to be able to have restrooms and showers and things like that. So that's a little concerning. I'm not really sure exactly how it's going elsewhere across the nation. I'd really like to hear from you guys and your opinions and things like that about how state parks and national forests, for that matter, let's talk about national forests, how both of those are operating in your state. So if you have any comments on that, definitely let us know. You know, when you're talking about a round the United States trip, you're talking about, you know, our original plan was heading up down through the East Coast all the way north, just shy of Canada, and then all the way around west, and then coming back down to South Central Texas. I'm curious, you know, that's the thing is like, to get out of Texas, we're here in South Central Texas. It takes about a day to get out of Texas if you're lucky. And so what are our options, right? I mean, what are our options? You know, state parks, that's just about it. So, you know, are national forests an option? You know, I don't know. I mean, Sean says open up some of the state parks here in Florida, but just for the day use only. I don't get it either. Yeah. Social distancing and wear a mask when you're around people. Babe, that's kind of the same stuff we're seeing here, right?
That's actually pretty close to exactly the same thing that they're doing here. And I'm with you. I don't understand why, if they're opening the parks up, that it's only for day use. Well, if people are going to be there, you can shut down the facilities. That just doesn't make sense to me. And, you know, it makes it harder for people who, especially with everything that's going on with COVID-19, who are trying to plan vacations. It's coming up on summer, right?
Yeah.
State parks would be a huge opportunity for people to be able to take vacations with their families.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, I wouldn't want to use bathrooms there anyway. Not right now, especially. And, you know, that brings up another topic that we haven't really talked about, and that is, well, if you're overlanding from city to city, from state to state, and I mean multiple states across the United States, you know, Bubba's got to go to the bathroom eventually. I mean, I got to go, you know, and then what do? You know, I mean, we do not have, as you already know, if you follow us on YouTube or Facebook, our rig is not 100% self-contained. There is no bathroom in it. Maybe we need to start planning on that. But if I got to go to the bathroom, I have mixed feelings about using the facilities. Baby, I mean, you're a girl, you know, a gal, a woman. How honestly, I mean, and you're safety conscious, right? How would you feel about using the restroom at the rest stop, at the gas station? You know, and Jeeps use a lot of gas, so you're having to fill up like every 5-10 minutes, right?
So I would be very leery about using public restrooms, especially in places like gas stations that are right off the highways and stuff like that, because it feels like it's a little bit more high risk of being exposed, because people are traveling from town to town, city to city, state to state, that somebody could have gone through a really high risk area and then stopped in that same bathroom. And now you're kind of, it's not like going to the grocery store. When you go to the grocery store, you're pretty much surrounded by the people who live in that town, where traveling, you're being a little bit more open to exposure, in my opinion, anyways.
Yeah. And, you know, COVID-19 is making us all think and operate a little bit differently. But it's also making us being a lot more cautious than we used to be, you know, pulling over to those rest stops and things like that. I'm not going to lie, a lot of those restrooms are pretty rough. But it's getting us to think about things in life a little bit differently. And when you're talking about, you know, thousands of miles on the road, guys, I mean, we're sitting here working on planning this trip, and I got news for you. It's changed my entire mindset about how to do things and what I should do. I mean, we're currently working on our overland rig, building our galley and getting that set up. I hope to get the galley installed, or at least the base of it installed this weekend. But, you know, now we're looking at, you know, our porta potty, if you will, our pooper tent, you know, and all that kind of stuff, how we can set that up to ensure that we can go on the go, literally go on the go. Yeah. I mean, you know, so that we can take care of business and be able to stay safe as much as possible, you know, overlanding, you know. Babe, we should talk about, you know, if you're in BLM land or Joshua National Forest or some of those areas out there. I know some guys that we follow right here on YouTube that are in those areas. And I feel like, you know, man, if we were only 100, 200 miles away from something like that, we could literally travel pretty good ways all the way up north. You know, I don't know if you guys follow the Enchanted Rockies Trail. We actually planned on hitting that trail this summer. You can follow that whole thing all the way up, you know. You can't do that in Texas. Texas is a little funny about how they do some of that stuff. Sean says, ditto, hearing some states have closed their parks until July 1st. Wow, really? Sean, any particular states that are actually, that you know of, that are actually truly closing up? I'm a little concerned about that. I mean, if you check, a lot of times when you know, we use Gaia and things like that to plan our trip around the United States, and it's hard to get that kind of information. And it's even more so hard to find out about like local cities, local counties, and what their regulations and things like that on. I don't know, babe, are they still doing checkpoints in the state of Texas where you got to quarantine for 2 weeks that you know of?
As far as I know of, and you know, we've been so crazy busy around here, I've kind of fallen a little behind on my news, but last that I heard, along the Louisiana border, they're still doing those checkpoints. Anybody that's coming in through Louisiana, you have to quarantine for the 2 weeks. And there's also certain states that if you fly into Texas, you have to quarantine for that 14 days. Off the top of my head, if I remember correctly, and I could be wrong on a couple of these, a couple of them were New York, California, Florida, and a couple other places that are really struggling pretty hard right now with it.
Yeah, Sean says he thinks it's Ohio. And, you know, that may be right because I've heard a lot of news about Ohio is really getting a pretty good run of this. You know, we're here in Texas and we're open. We're opening up and I've seen the numbers dramatically increase here in our town, in our city. Things have gone up quite a bit. We're staying in as much as possible. But, I mean, we really want to do this trip. We want to get out there. I'm just, you know, I don't know what it's going to be like. I'm not really sure. You know, we also thought about this next topic here is boondocking and how, you know, how we could probably do things a little bit different. And, you know, again, I get back onto that whole bathroom thing, babe, and I greatly apologize. But, you know, the minute I bring up the idea of boondocking, which is fine. I mean, we got the rig for it. We can do some boondocking. You know, what are the local, you know, what are the local rules and the things like that? Am I going to set up, get boondocked and get ready to go and finally be able to use a bathroom? And then, you know, be told that we can't do what we're doing. Right. So I don't know. I mean, that's a concern. I mean, babe, what are some of the places we were looking at? Walmarts and Cracker Barrels and things like that. Right.
Yeah, there was Walmart, Cracker Barrel. I want to say some Sam's will actually allow boondocking. And I want to say Costco as well.
Yeah. So what is it going to be like, you know, from state parks? And keep in mind, in our travel, this particular trip that we're working on planning, we would definitely have some boondocking. That's a guarantee. We would definitely have some state parks. That's a guarantee. But maybe not. Maybe I need to find a different avenue. Maybe we need to look at something else. You know, maybe a Thousand Trails or what's the other one you keep talking about? KOAs. Maybe we need to look at different options where we know that we can book an overnight stay. Maybe that will be better. Maybe that will be safer. I'm not really sure. I don't know, babe. I mean, I'm looking for different feedback and different ideas about where, you know, how can you make this still happen and maintain safety?
Well, I mean, to overland travel, period, whether it's a road trip, you're staying in a hotel, you're boondocking, you're camping it out. Right now, like you said earlier, people are going to be starting to think differently. People are going to be starting to keep this COVID in the back of their mind, and they're going to be a little bit more reluctant, you know, hotels especially, you know, are the hotels being cleaned properly? But when it comes to like the trip itself, the safest thing that you could do, in my opinion, is just keep that social distancing, wash your hands, use hand sanitizer. But, you know, you brought up before the gas stations, the bathrooms, the gas stations alone are going to be a little bit more sketchy because you're exposing yourself to the ready to eat foods that you buy a cup of coffee. You pick up the coffee, you fill up the coffee mug, you take it out to the car, you hit the road. You don't know what that coffee mug has been exposed to. So you're going to be a little bit more reluctant to even spend the money in gas stations or go into gas stations, much less the restrooms, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, no matter what you do or where you go, you're taking some level of risk and you're taking that risk. You know, and when you're on the road for several weeks at a time like this, if anything does happen, you risk being sick on that trip. We're talking about COVID here. We're not talking about a cold. You risk being very sick during that time frame. So that's scary. And then anybody you come in contact along the way can get sick. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, honestly, I'm trying to figure this out. I'm trying to figure out what it means to be able to overland. Sean says he's thinking about picking up a theft Ford porta potty for boondocking. Girlfriend isn't too keen on this idea. You know, Sean, Bobby and Shelby weren't too keen on the idea either.
No, I definitely wasn't keen on it at first. I was like, I'll try it.
Yeah, Shelby was not too keen on it at all. But, you know, they adapted the setup that we have. I don't remember what it's called off the top of my head, but it's got the double duty bags that it wraps over a toilet seat kind of concept. It's scented, whatever, right? And it works out really nice. You grab the bag, you stuff it in, and you zip seal it, and you know, because it's got a zipper on it, and it works out really good. It's very normal. It doesn't really seem that bad, and it doesn't smell. So I think you know, for us, I think setting up something like that inside of the rig while we're on the journeys and wrapping that up when we get close to our destination, so that we have the ability to go sleep. Now, if you remember, our rig is 6 foot by 8 foot, and we got that platform that we're building on the top, and then literally just enough room for Bobby and I to sleep on the floor. There's not a lot of room to have a porta potty in the middle of the night. So if somebody's got to go, we all got to get up and let that person have their privacy. And to be honest with you, you know, I'm not opposed to that at all. I have no problem doing that. I think my biggest concern is where we're going to stay. When you figure out traveling, overland travel between South Central Texas through the East Coast and up all the way up north just shy of Canada, there's not a lot of national forest in between that area. And the areas that do have national forests are very scarce. But I think we could figure something out, assuming that nothing is closed. And that's, man, it's going to be a lot of research along the way.
But yeah, they don't really even offer any good way of being able to see each state's guidelines for even just crossing the state lines, much less, you know, national parks, national forests, boondocking locations. You have to actually say, CDC actually has on their website, look at each state individually, look at their local and state government requirements before traveling. And when you take this big of a trip, you're talking about many, many states that you have to go in and look at individual, where maybe in this state you can boondock at Lowe's, but in that state you can't. So it's kind of one of those, there's really no easy way to figure that out. And, you know, it makes it hard to plan this kind of a trip because you're looking at crossing state lines, places to stay. It's not just one area that's making it hard.
Yeah, I mean, when you talk about city ordinances and things like that, I mean, you know, those could be a problem. I'm not really sure, especially when it comes to overland. There's so many unknowns that it's not even funny. And that's what it really boils down to. And it's sad because, I mean, at this point in time, I almost wish I had a completely self-contained RV. And that's not the type of travel that I was looking for. I mean, we spent a lot of money for the rig that we got. I want the rig that we have to be able to go, you know, off the beaten path. And I think if we were heading out west, you know, because once we get up north and we head west, I don't think we're going to have that many problems. I mean, you know, we get in there around the Enchanted Rockies, you know, Lifestyle Overland did that. We really want to do that. He's a great guy. He's got a great YouTube channel. I don't think we'll have any problems when we hit that area. It's the East Coast and the East area that we're going to have a lot of problems with. So, you know, I don't know. I mean, I'd really like to hear from some of you guys about how those states are going. And I know Sean mentioned earlier, Ohio could be one of the states that is completely closed until July 1st. Guys, you know, Sean, let's go back to that topic. July 1st, man, I'll tell you what. I mean, by that time, summer's almost over, right? So then now kids are going to go back to school and things like that. I mean, you know, what are we going to end up with? I mean, we're talking about, you know, come, you know, September, October, you know, kids are going to be taken out of school so families can take vacations again. You know, I don't know. And we hinted on this just a little bit ago, babe, and that was crossing state lines and what to expect there. You know, I don't have a clue. You know, I don't have a clue. I mean, I've read different things. I've saw different things. Yeah, you're right. You know, Texas is limited. You know, they're doing the quarantine thing. What are the regulations? Or, I mean, you know, how is that working? Man, I don't know. It's going to be tough.
Yeah, and the problem is there's a lot of states like you were just talking about. When you head more west, the states are not quite as populated. There's more open land and stuff like that, where there's less people who are really truly affected to the degree that most states and cities and towns have been affected. And those state lines are going to be completely different from, say, the East Coast state lines, because the East Coast is such high population. The states are so small that you're going to have a harder time crossing those state lines because of the amount of COVID-19 cases that are being handled there. And that kind of goes back to looking at local and state governments. You know, if you stick west, you might be okay, you know, but once you start heading east, those, even if it's a different townships, different cities are going to have different ordinances, because one town might be okay, and then you go to the other town and they're having a hard time with it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think it changes the semantics of the situation a little bit. You know, I wish we were a couple of hundred miles from, some BLM land or a large national forest, which is funny because we're actually not that far from a really nice national forest, but they have very, very limited dispersed options in them. And I believe that's the Sam Houston National Forest. Once you get out of the state of Texas, though, you got a lot of options, especially heading further up north and west. Our trip is going to take us east first. And maybe that's the thing. Maybe that's what we do. Maybe we go west first. It's safer. And then give the world time to figure it out, you know, and then go east, you know, that's an idea, right? Yeah. So I'm not really sure. I'd really like to hear from you guys what it is that you're doing this summer. Are you planning a trip? Are you going camping? Are you going on a vacation? What is it that you have planned? Our plan for this summer was a round the trip around the United States, heading out east and then heading out north all the way up just shy of Canada and then wrapping around through the West Coast. Maybe we'll do that backwards, babe. I don't know. I mean, I'm not really sure. In the end, I don't know. I'd really like to hear what you guys are doing for our overland trips or camping trips this summer. I've been following a lot of folks on YouTube and I've been checking most of the overland crowd out, and a lot of people are going to local state parks, or they're camping in their campers in the garage.
I've seen a lot of people camping in their yards. A lot of people just pulling their camper up, setting up camp right in their front yard and their backyard. I've seen a lot of that on social media.
Maybe we should start planning that here really soon. I mean, we got to test out the rig one way or another. And guys, we haven't had an opportunity to sleep in it yet. We're going to get this galley installed. Hopefully we'll get that first portion of the galley installed this weekend. That's my goal. It's painted up, it's dried, it's ready to go, but I got to drill some holes, and I got to drill those holes all the way from the bottom of the rig all the way through that. What is it through? I'm going to actually plan on going through the cross member on the rig, and then I'm going to actually drill through the composite, and then I'm going to mount and drill through the galley and then mount that in right there. That's my plan. I hope to get to that today. But I'd really like to hear your feedbacks and your thoughts on overland travel through this summer. What would you do? And what would you not do?
Where would you go? What states, what sightseeing would you like to do, like to see? Are there any particular places that you would avoid? Are there any particular places that you would really like to go?
Yeah, there's a lot of places I'd really like to go. And the sad thing is, you know, I'm scared to go. And that's really weird, because I mean, I'm so used to planning my trips and being able to pretty much go anywhere that I'd ever wanted to, or anywhere that I ever wanted to dream. And here I am sitting here thinking, and it's like, you know, I'm almost scared and afraid to go, but I know the fact of the matter is I just need to do it. But you know, I got to find a way to be safe. You know, I don't want to get any family sick. I don't want, you know, I don't want Bobby or Shelby to get sick, and I don't want anybody that I come in contact with to get sick. I definitely don't want to get sick either. So it's a different beast, I believe. It's a different beast. So we're going to figure that out. Babe, do you have anything else that you would like to add before we wrap this show up for our after party?
I think we've pretty much covered all of our questions that we wanted to send out to everybody. I mean, any input that anybody can give us would be greatly beneficial. We'd really appreciate it, even if it's just down to what's going on in your particular state. Even if you're not going boondocking or you're not taking a cross-country trip, just letting us know what's going on in your local area, your state, your city, you know, because with this round the country trip, you know, we very could possibly hit some of those areas that you guys live in. And, you know, it'd be nice to know, you know, from people who live there, what's it like where you are? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's a great point. If you got a long driveway, we might could use it. We won't use your bathroom. You know, I mean, yeah, you know, and maybe that's the thing, you know, maybe we need to, launch up a website where, you know, overlanders can have pit stops. Maybe that's an idea. Maybe we launch up a whole new website so overlanders can have a pit stop, or maybe there already is a website and we just don't know of it. So let us know your thoughts, your comments. I definitely like to hear from you. And let us know what it is that you are going to be doing this summer. Now, guys, we are going to wrap up this video. We do have an after party that we currently have planned for 7 o'clock Central Standard Time on Facebook. That after party is basically a powwow. We want to shoot the crap about the United States and its opening for business. What are your thoughts? It is a Facebook exclusive, so definitely check us out on Facebook if you want to join that live stream. And guys, if you want to be a part of these streams with us, please definitely do me a favor. Reach out on Facebook or on our website at bubbasgarage.tv. We'd love to have you as a part of, as a special guest right here on our show. But in, you know, we're just shooting the crap. We're just telling you our thoughts and our plans and things that we are doing. Well, we're hoping to do. Right here on Bubba's Garage. But nonetheless, if you like this video, do me a favor, give us a huge, huge thumbs up. And if you really like this video and you want to stick around to find out what happens next right here on Bubba's Garage, do me a favor, please subscribe. Until next time, we'll see you on the flip side. Good night, everybody. Good night.